Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno can make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Moreno and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for: Social Security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Why wait until Friday to start your weekend?
Go ahead, start right now.
You're thirsty now, and 93.7 The Ticket is here to help you stock up.
Just in time for the weekend when I like to hit the clubs.
Time to broaden your horizons and try some new wine and beer. It's Thirsty Thursday with Kevin Meyer from Meyer's Cork and Bottle.
Ooh! That wasn't the best pop.
It was good.
8.5.
Yeah.
Ooh, you know, cold crack.
That had to be the best crack I've heard. Definitely.
Right up there. So I've got Miss Ellie to my right. I've got Mr. Stricky on my left. Austin on the ones and twos.
Welcome in, Uncle Kev.
Thank you. Trying a brand new beer today from our good friends in Norfolk, Nebraska at Divots Brewing.
Divots, as in what you leave. Not you two, not you three when you golf. What I leave in the grass after I swing my golf
I believe
club?
There is a golf, yes, a tie in there. And, you know, leaving a divot isn't always bad. Mm-hmm. Tiger says when he's flushing it, he doesn't use divots. But a lot of guys, you know, they leave a divot. But yet, the key is you have to hit the ball first. If you hit the ball prior to the divot, you're fine. If it's after the divot, it's a duff. So
that's pretty much what all my golf shots look like. So how was your week, Uncle Kev?
It was good. It was good. We've been really busy. So fall wine sale going on. Doing the 10, 15, 20 thing again. So mix and match any three wines, save 10%. Any six wines, save 15%. Or any dozen, save 20%. And that'll go for another week and a half.
Love it. 13th and South.
Right.
Myers, Cork, and Bottle.
Absolutely.
Here's the thing. Usually people hit it on their way to the stadium. But we've got some road games now. So
right.
We got to stock up before the games.
Exactly. And it's, you know, it's prime wine drinking season. Nice and cool on the deck, you know, get a little heater going, a little fire pit, whatever it is you got, and that's just prime for good red wine drinking.
I'm waiting for the next Strix pick. Is it today?
This might be it. This
might
be it.
One today.
Yeah, let's
hold your horses though, partner.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that's what I'm waiting on.
So Divots Brewing.
Oh, Red Zone.
It's called Red Zone.
We've been talking about the defense for Nebraska in the Red Zone,
and you know what, like I try to do, it a lot of times it's kind of loose association, but I try to remain topical.
So
Red Zone, we're talking quality Red Zone defense by the Huskers. We're also reds, and Indiana's also red and white, so it just sort of tied in. Plus we want to honk the local breweries as much as possible. And so this is called their Copper Lager, and basically it's a lager where they do a little bit of roasting of the malts, just enough to give it a little color, and just give it a little bit of biscuitiness, and give it a taste. Let me know what you think.
I actually think it's actually pretty good. It tastes like an actual beer. Like, you know, you get that beer taste, you get a little bit of the malt, a hint of the malt, a little bit of like you said, you can tell it's got a little bready feel to it. But it's solid. It's a great solid beer.
I think
I want to understand why it means copper lager. Is it color?
Color.
Okay.
Yep. And all that has to do with just a little bit of roasting of the malt. So the more they roast them, the darker the beer. So they can roast them all the way down to what they call chocolate malts, and that's where you make your really, really dark beers. So
like a Guinness?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at me.
Ellie, what's your take?
I like it. It tastes like beer.
Yeah, it does.
Like a regular,
yeah,
just a good old beer. So I'll rate it pretty high.
All right. I like it. And you know, that's kind of what I've been into lately, is just no bells and whistles, no tricks, we don't want to try apple pumpkin, you know, super porter, whatever it is. Although we did the coffee pumpkin porter last week.
Yeah. And I missed it.
Yeah. It was decent. I thought Ellie would like it a lot more than she did. She said, no, I really like it.
It was really good.
And then had the look on her face.
She had that bitter beer face.
Yeah. But this to me tastes like fall beer, Husker beer, away game watching on your home couch beer.
Yeah. So how often does your palate or appetite shift? Like, how long do you stick with a style of beer before your palate tells you this is good, but I want to move on to something new?
You know, that's a great question, because once I developed it, at first I didn't like IPAs. They were too bitter. Mm-hmm. I didn't like the aromatics. Just not my bag. And, you know, I kept trying different ones and And then I had a Gateway IPA. Mm. And that sort of changed things for me. And so
do you remember it?
Yeah, it was a beer from Boulevard Brewing. It was called The Calling. It was part of what they call their Smokestack series. Mm. And that was the one that changed my mind about IPAs. So then I pretty much only drank IPAs for like 4 years. And beers like this just seemed too simple to me. And then it just got to the point where I was like, I don't like this as much as I used to. And when I have one, I'm like choking it down. I'm like, well, what am I doing? So then I just started drinking more of the classic lagers and pilsners and ambers and things like that. And I was like, you know what? I've been missing out. So that's pretty much been my go-to for a while.
Before you get to the red, I have a question. What's a pilsner?
Ah, Ellie, she's going to leave the wine drinking to the adults in the room.
Oh, so none for you.
Hey, now. We're all adults here.
This
and my adult decision is to tap out.
Your child palate is tapping.
There you go.
That's okay.
The
more for us.
Not Ellie's alley in this case, but you never know until you try it. This might be your Gateway Red, but you'll never know.
She's skeptical.
All right.
What's a pilsner?
So a pilsner,
barrels for the pills,
is the same thing as a lager, and the term comes from the town of Pilsen, Czechoslovakia. And where they make lagers, but they called it Pilsner because of where it's from. And what a Pilsner and a lager are they're cold fermented beers. They ferment at the bottom of the tank, and they usually have to go about a good solid 6 or 8 weeks before fermentation completes, because they're fermented colder at a lower temperature. Mm-hmm. Ales, on the other hand, ferment at the top of the tank at a warmer temperature, and they can ferment all the way out in 7 to 10 days. And so a good lager or a good Pilsner actually takes more patience. It also, because you don't have a bunch of other things in the beer to mask any impurities or off flavors or off aromas, you got to have your work together and have your stuff in a group in order to make it right. Now, when it is, it's kind of a beautiful thing, because it's like a less is more principle, where you sort of boil things down to their least common denominator.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to Grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility, with digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
And if you do that well, then you can do about anything well.
Before we move on to the wine, you can pass it to Stricky. I know he's getting a little antsy over there. Jeremy in Lincoln asks, do your sales reflect people going back to more straightforward beers? Jeremy says he feels the same way with beer recently. He's been a craft beer guy, but he's going back to more just simple, straightforward.
I think that our sales have changed in that regard because we legitimately have people saying, getting new lagers in instead of what's your new IPA or what's, and for a long time, it was like these 12.5-14% barrel age, bourbon barrel age stouts and pastry stouts. And this is our chocolate chip cookie dough, you know, whatever. And it seems like that has all come full circle back to sort of the basics and square one. It was almost like the envelope got pushed too far. And so the blowback has come literally full circle back to more classic style beers.
Nice. All right, hit us with it.
Sean Miner is a California winemaker who he actually grew up in Kansas. I met him, probably half a dozen times. We've done some tastings together. Really, really super good guy.
Is he in Sonoma? Is he in Monterey?
He's actually Napa? In Napa. Okay. But this wine is a North Coast wine, which includes Napa, Sonoma, and Southern Lake counties. If you go with just straight Napa juice anymore, it's hard to land a wine on a shelf for under $40. These are 26 and just absolutely delicious. And he's giving it the chef's kiss over here.
Yes. Strix pick all the way for that one. Yes, sir. You know what? You kicked a game winning field goal for that one.
All right. I can
You're
get
in. Let's make the travel roster. Get to Bloomington.
Yeah. If they still like toe jam football, that I could probably, kick a 25 yarder maybe. But
that'd be an improvement.
That is good, bro.
Just velvety smooth. You get that plumminess. You get the black cherry. There's a little bit of vanilla going on in there.
I need two of those next week.
All right. Kev. All right. You hit me up on the number.
You know how we do.
That's right.
Strix pick. Go get it.
So, yeah, Sean Miner.
And let him know it. Let him know Stricky sent you. If you go into Myers Corking Bottle, tell him where it's at.
Corner 13th and South. Look for the neon.
If you go into Myers Corking Bottle, let him know Stricky sent you and tell him I'm looking for that Strix pick. And that's what you're going to pick up. I'm telling you, it's worth it. Shoot on down there. Tell him where it's at.
13th and South.
Look for the neon. Yeah. I like this one because we've had some Spanish reds recently. Uh-huh. Now you get a little bit of the spice up front, but this is so good. You don't get that spicy kick in the back like you do at the Spanish ones.
It's
even
kind of
the gnats are trying to get to it.
Classic American Cabernet. Just like I said, it's plummy. It's smooth. It really has no bite to it. No real tannic. Just a really delicious, kind of a succulent red wine.
If it's truly an American Cabernet, it would be a Cabernet. But
well, true, yes. Because to me, this of hard tea.
This is a sit down with the honey, with the blankets, and your feet up with the fire pit. Mm. And
you're a fire talk pit about guy, right?
Let's have a conversation.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I'm basically Neanderthal. Everything I do needs to requires fire and music. I'm an absolute music nerd and fire and music and red wine, and I'm good.
You almost made me spit this out on my very white cold pullover. That would have been very bad.
That would have looked like an Andrew Luck sack. Yeah. That poor guy.
Ain't that the truth? Tell me about it. Hey, do you know Jeff Sims is starting for Arizona State this week?
I did see that. That ought to be interesting. What's the spread on that game? Because I might go the other
great question.
are you gonna do what is the bets that they do for like a quarter or whatever? How many fumbles in
prop bets?
Are you gonna do a prop bet for how many fumbles he has?
Or how many INTs? Yeah.
Let's see. Arizona State, Cincinnati.
That's crazy.
Cincinnati by 5.
I think I would probably run with that to cover with the
Bearcats.
Bearcats. I was thinking Bengals. I'm like, stutter. Great radio, Kev. Nice. Yes, I don't know. I'm not a betting man. I'm terrible at it.
Neanderthals didn't have betting, so it's not in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, true. The thing is that, I mean, it's not a 50-50 shot, but you either win or you lose.
And, binary outcome.
Yeah, and I don't know. I just was terrible at it, and I got tired of donating my money, so I just don't do it anymore. But
smart.
Speaking of that, I did one of the tastings we did with Sean Miner. He was telling us about his bio, and he was one of the head winemakers for Chateau St. Michel in Washington State. Grew up in Kansas. Said, yeah, I had a minor in business economics, and he said it came in really handy because I could figure out exactly how much money I'm losing every month. And I thought that was pretty funny. But yeah, just a Midwestern guy with a Midwestern affect, kind of boots on the ground, roll up the sleeves, do the work yourself, and just create good quality stuff for a fair price. And I just love his wines, and I think he's a pretty cool cat himself.
Disc Golf Jake throws something out before we get out of here and turn it over to Old School. He says, we need more of Uncle Kev's playlist. Wifey has been hooked on Dope Lemon.
Oh, nice.
But I need more.
You need more?
Laugh emoji.
Okay. Well, so the singer, founder of Dope Lemon is a guy by the name of Angus Young. And he does a side project with his, I believe it's either his sister or his wife. So just look up Angus Young. That's some good stuff. There's also a really cool band called Skin Shape. They're doing some good stuff. I also like a guy by the name of Kurt Vile, but he has a couple of clunkers in there, but you can fast forward through those, but he's got some good tunes, so give those a shout.
There you go. He's Kevin Meyer, Myers Cork and Bottle, located at 13th and South. He's Eric Strickland on the far side, my partner Drake on the block, my partner in, well, Kevin's my partner in wine, Drake is my partner in crime, I suppose. We'll get out of here, we'll turn it over. I'm with DP for Old School, might get Jay Foreman popping in. Don't go anywhere, Old School continues next.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.